KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy and 67 degrees in Atlantic. We look for cloudy to partly cloudy skies here today with a slight chance for isolated showers and thunderstorms, a high of 85. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. In the news, a man is being treated at an Omaha hospital after being shot in a confrontation with Council Bluffs police. Few details were immediately released about the Sunday afternoon confrontation on the north side of Council Bluffs. Officials did say the man was armed with a knife and suffered several gunshot wounds to his chest. The man may have also had self-inflicted wounds to his wrists. I'll have more news in just a moment.
The price you need and the service you deserve. That's what you can expect from Rex Pharmacy. This is Josh.
And Matt. The high cost of medication is on everyone's mind these days. And if you need multiple medications each month, it can leave you wondering just how you're going to pay for it all, especially if you don't have insurance.
With the new script card program at Rex Pharmacy, you'll save on all your prescriptions. And there are over 300 preferred medications that are just $4 for a 30-day supply or $10 for a 90-day supply. With this program, we're able to offer you much-needed relief from the rising cost of healthcare, whether you're insured, underinsured, or uninsured.
And there are other benefits to being part of this program. When you stay consistent and get all of your prescriptions and other medications here, we can more accurately track your medications and screen for potential problems, reducing your risk for adverse drug interactions and side effects. The script card program is also accepted at Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy.
The program is free and available to everyone, so stop in and sign up today or get more information at rexpharmacyonline.com.
Rex Pharmacy, the price you need,
the service you deserve, in downtown Atlantic.
Authorities are investigating the death of a woman whose body was found in a southwest Iowa cornfield over the weekend. Taylor County Sheriff's officials received word the body of a 31-year-old female was found at around 8 p.m. Saturday in a field just west of Lenox. Officials of the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation looking into the woman's death said Sunday that preliminary information showed no obvious signs of foul play, but an autopsy was planned for today at the state medical examiner's office in Ankeny to determine the cause of her death. Authorities have not confirmed social media comments by some family members that the woman was a native of Creston, Iowa, who had been living in Brookfield, Missouri. The investigation remains ongoing. Police in Red Oak Sunday arrested a former Griswold man who was wanted on a Cass County warrant. Officials say 20-year-old Joel Allen Gronewald of Red Oak was seen riding his bike in the 400 block of East Reed Street at around 1:18 a.m. Sunday. Officers checking his identification found Gronewald was wanted on an active Cass County warrant for probation by a revocation. A warrant which was issued in July stemmed from an original charge of contempt of court. Gronewald was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $10,000 bond until he could be picked up by Cass County deputies. The Lenox Police Department reports the arrest on Saturday of a Nevada man on drug and assault charges. Authorities said at around 6:15 p.m. Saturday, police received a report of a disturbance on West Nebraska Street involving a man who was possibly armed. Officers from the Lenox Police Department, Taylor and Adams County Sheriff's Office, and the Iowa State Patrol responded. Following an investigation into the incident, 43-year-old Randy Etheridge of Elko, Nevada, was arrested for possession of methamphetamine and domestic assault. Etheridge was transported to the Taylor County Sheriff's Office for processing and then taken to the Ringgold County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. They stressed in their press release that there is no connection between the Etheridge arrest and the incident involving a deceased body found under investigation in Taylor County. Police in Red Oak report one person was arrested early Sunday morning. 33-year-old Dontar Turnell Lewis of Red Oak was arrested for serious domestic assault causing bodily injury following a reported domestic assault in the 900 block of North Miller Street at around 3:15 a.m. Lewis was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held without bond. A woman from Kansas was injured during an SUV rollover accident Sunday morning on Interstate 29. The Iowa State Patrol said 29-year-old Denisha Turnbow of Kansas City, Missouri, was transported to Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs by Glenwood Rescue following the crash, which occurred around 6:20 a.m. Officials say Turnbow was traveling south in the left lane of Interstate 29 about 3 miles north of the Glenwood exit when a deer ran out of the ditch and hit her 2002 Chevy Suburban. The vehicle went out of control, entered the median, and rolled over, coming to rest on its wheels. Turnbow, who was wearing her seatbelt, suffered non-life-threatening injuries during the crash. KJAN News Time is 7:11.
U.S. Cellular's new Better Business Package could save you up to $200 per line. That's right. Whether you add one line or six, you could save up to $200 for each. That's 200 greenbacks, 200 bones, 200 clams, 200 smackaroni doubles. Okay, I made that one up, but you get the point. U.S. Cellular.
Hello.
Hello Better. Certain restrictions apply. See store or uscellular.com for details.
This is Becky from Rex Pharmacy. I love saving smackaroony doubles, and I bet you do too. Come see me at your authorized U.S. Cellular agent in downtown Atlantic, Rex Pharmacy.
The price you need and the service you deserve. That's what you can expect from Rex Pharmacy. This is Josh. With the new script card program at Rex Pharmacy, you'll save on all your prescriptions. And there are over 300 preferred medications that are just $4 for a 30-day supply or $10 for a 90-day supply. With this program, we're able to offer you much-needed relief from the rising cost of healthcare, whether you're insured, underinsured, or uninsured. The program is free and available to everyone. So stop in and sign up today at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
In the funeral announcements, Dennis Ike Eigenier, age 58, of Orient, died Thursday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Dennis Eigenier will be held today at 10:30 at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Ralph Pierce, age 90, of Oakland, died Thursday at the Oakland Manor Nursing Home. Funeral services for Ralph Pierce will be this morning at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Recon Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Betty Wendelin Stendrup, age 93, of Avoca, died Thursday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Graveside services for Betty Wendelin Stendrup will be today at 10:30 at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Marilyn Christensen, age 62, of Cherokee, died Wednesday at the Cherokee Regional Medical Center. Funeral services for Marilyn Christensen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Cherokee. The Greenwood Schubert Funeral Home in Cherokee has arrangements. Edward Heisterkamp, age 68, of Coon Rapids, died Thursday in Des Moines. A massive Christian burial service for Edward Heisterkamp will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Annunciation Catholic Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Donald Gene Stewart, age 89, of Greenfield, died Friday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Gene Stewart will be on Tuesday at 10:30. At the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Joseph Lauren Clark, age 89, of Council Bluffs, died Friday at Bethany Nursing Home in Council Bluffs. Memorial services for Lauren Clark will be this Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Dale Henriksen, age 84, of Audubon, died Thursday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Dale Henriksen will be on Friday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Hockenberry, England Funeral Home in Audubon is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Henson reporting.